this is Food Goat on his first ever podcast that Lady Goat demanded I do. So if I had to do a podcast, I might as well do it on something good. And tonight's podcast will be about beer. Tasty, yummy beer. And luckily for us, Heineken has dropped off a handy-dandy little case with their new promotional Heineken Light. Now, granted, I'm not much of a fan of light beer. I think light beer is pretty much crap. But, hey, I somewhat decently enjoy Heineken, so I'm willing to give it a shot. But in order to do this right, I'm going to have to compare. So in Food Goat style, we have a set up a little taste test. In front of me right now is a standard Heineken beer, a Heineken Light, and the crappy Miller Lite. But as light beers goes, I have to admit, probably Miller Lite is the best of beer, but that is not saying much in my opinion. So let's go. Let's start off with the old Heineken. All right, so I'm going to pour it in my beer stein. And as I can see, a nice, decent, foamy head is now appearing. Ah, it is slowly, the foam is forming a nice little layer. It has, as I can see, it's a standard American pale yellow, which is, it's a little darker than the standard American pale yellow, but it's still too light looking for my taste buds. Before I go ahead and drink that, why don't I go ahead and pour the next beer, which is the Miller Lite. Oh, I'm going to use a bottle opener, even though I don't need to on this can, or bottle, should I say. So here we go. All right. As I can obviously see, the light beer is much more light yellow than my standard Heineken. Foam appears to be about the same, not nearly as creamy as my my stouts, or nowhere near as creamy as my English ales. Oh, they have the best foam in the world. All right, let's go ahead and try out the promotional stuff. Heineken Light. All right, so let me see. Color-wise, the seems to be a little lighter than the Heineken, but not much. It's definitely darker than the Miller Lite. All right, well, the heads of foam are slowly starting to recede. So let me go ahead and just give a little taste of this beer, because I can't pour three cups of beer and not start drinking it. So here we go. I'm going to taste a little of the Heineken. I know what it's going to taste like. Yep. Your standard ale. Nothing too special, nothing bad. You can buy it anywhere. Good for a bar, I guess. Go any place, you know, they'll probably have a Heineken. I drink these things occasionally. Not my favorite, but not bad. All right, let's go with the Miller Lite. This should be delightful. Well, it's kind of like drinking water. Doesn't have much taste, doesn't have much flavor. It's got an unusual aftertaste that makes it not the most appealing beer in the world, but it's 10 times better than a Bud Light, I'll give it that. So hopefully the Heineken Light will do something good here. All right, so here we go. The promotional piece, the reason we got a nice free little carrying case, the Heineken Light. Well, it's definitely better than a Miller Lite. Let me try it again. Oh, the promotional piece also came with a pamphlet. Entices consumer to succumb to the smooth. Well, it is smooth. It lacks a lot of flavor, but I would assume most light beer does lack flavor. So I guess on a scale of light beers, it's by far the best light beer I have. But on a scale of beers of being 1 through 10, I would give it probably a 3. So if you like light beers, I guess going with the Heineken Light isn't bad. I need to drink the regular Heineken. Sorry for interrupting, but you know, you can't have beer in front of you and not drink it. But you know, as a, like I said, as light beers goes, it's pretty good. But as a standard beer goes, at least to Food Goat's quality, I would only give it a 3, while I would give the regular old Heineken a 5. So, and the Miller Light, I will give a mere 2. Bud Light, I would give a 0 for being so bad that it's not even worthy on my scale. So this is Food Goat's first podcast. I have 3 beers to drink, and I don't have time to talk. See you guys later.